Welcome to Bible Study for Progressives, a show where moderates, liberals, and leftists of all faiths and ideologies come together to discuss scripture, spirituality, and politics. We engage scripture in its historical context, plumb its depths for wisdom and guidance, and apply its lessons to current events and social issues. Whether you're a liberal evangelical, a New Age spiritualist, a social justice activist, or a postmodern theologian, there's something in this show for you. Come, be energized in spirit and mind to understand the word and what it means to be a spiritual person in today's world.
This is Lynn Mystic Healer. This is BBS Radio, Station 1. Gosh, I must be in since 2007, everyone. And they have archives, you guys. Let's get this together now. Free archives, too. For all these different programs, all the years. Yay, BBSRadio.com. Yes, and have KJAJ.org. They're starting to play BBS Radio programs, too. So a shout-out to KJAJ.org, 98.1 FM here in my area. And today I have the honor to have, Rich Procida back, everyone. Rich Procida, P-R-O-C-I-D-A. He's a constitutional lawyer who is just so brilliant to be here at this time to unite our America, our USA. These divisions have been made up since Christ got crucified, really. I mean, it's just gotten more and more bizarre on the planet, really, everyone. So anyway, we really need our USA because of our Magna Carta and because of people like Rich Procida, that's here, a constitutional lawyer, Bible studies for progressives, and trying to bring back the real health and human services that are loving and caring and sharing projects and programs that really are what America was supposed to be, founded on, and togetherness, unity. We're working on, and Rich Procida, again, not only constitutional lawyer, but he paranormal investigation, so energetic, different phenomena with either the Holy Spirit realm or all energy, good or bad. Welcome, Rich. So how do we get those new jobs and projects and programs back to our nation and our cities, into every community? What do you have to say? What can we do?
Well, I wanted to just clarify about my supernatural experiences and my supernatural investigations. The types of experiences that I've had, I've had a number of a variety of different types, but one of the prominent types has been that I have what are called omens. And omens are predictions of disasters or predictions of bad things coming. And so, we talk about the World Trade Center and things, but more recently, I predicted the coup. And I didn't really do it so much as the tarot cards did it. So check out that episode on Bible Study for Progressives, Will Trump Concede and Leave, a tarot reading. And the cards predicted the coup. So throughout this time, this has been like a banner year for omens, okay? I had an omen about the coronavirus. I knew what the name was. I had an omen about impeachment. Even Trump's election 4 years ago was an omen of a disaster, a tragedy for America. His presidency has been a deep tragedy and an omen, a terrible event for the people of America. Yeah, what you're talking about is the demonic. What is the demonic? there's a story in the Bible about the Gerasene demoniac. And the story goes that Jesus was traveling to the Roman territory, the 10 cities. I think it's called the Decathlon. I can't pronounce it right. And what the demoniac was a demon-possessed man in a graveyard beating his heads against the stones. And this represented the effects of empire, the effects of the Roman Empire, the oppressive system of government, the domination system is demonic in that it's a collective expression of human evil or human avarice. So what we see is that when we put people in office in an a-spiritual way without considering, you know, we're electing people because they make us feel good or make us feel powerful or they're going to do something for us. And the interest of the poor, the interest of other people, who cares about them if you're voting only for yourself and if you're taking action collectively together to commit evil? In other words, war, for example, can be a collective demonic action. And it's started by propaganda and disinformation disseminated to groups of people who are then manipulated by that propaganda into calling for war and, as you said, super soldiers and all this evil and violence and drugging and terrible stuff that you're talking about. It's the result of collective human activity. We put these people in office. We elected them. We participated in the propaganda barrage. We've spread their propaganda, and it creates systems and institutions of evil. So that when you go to investigate, say, a hospital or a prison, and you often will find demons in these places are demonic spirits or demonic entities, and they are actually created or brought into this world by human evil. In other words, an institution that oppresses and commits violence against human beings is that demonic evil. So what we need to do is to recognize that all this propaganda, all this, you know, left versus right divisiveness in the country, all this false information that's being spewed out by people and our leaders, this division that's been created, we need to see beyond it and foresee what the challenges are that we're going to face. In other words, we're right now still in coup prevention mode. People think the coup failed and it's over, but it's coming back. And we need to address those things and act as if those evil forces spurned or led on by misleading and divisive information, people willing to take that information, willing to accept it. I mean, there's a willfulness. I mean, if you're going to believe something false, you're responsible for that, even if somebody tricked you into believing it. Especially if you continue to believe it despite the evidence, because you believe it because it serves something inside of you. And whatever that is, whether it could be good if it's a good policy, but in this case, they're appealing to fear, ignorance, bigotry. Yeah, and recognizing when we're being deceived. We don't need a conspiracy theory to just listen to what our politicians say and do. We don't need a Pizzagate. We don't need some idea that there's a Q conspiracy out there. We don't need some twisted, misleading, discombobulated story about how there's a deep state. We don't need that. All you have to do is listen to what Trump, what they say and what they do. And what Trump said is that Mexicans are rapists. Did that appeal to people? What does that appeal to? When he says, go ahead, police, rough them up, rough the suspects up. Who does that appeal to? What is appealing to that? All you have to do is listen to it and know that it's wrong. Putting children in cages and separating children from their parents at the border, you can make excuses for it. You can justify it, but recognizing you're voting for it. You're responsible for who you vote for and what you believe. This is evil stuff. You don't take children away from their parents and separate them indefinitely as a form of punishment to deter people from seeking asylum. One of the things is we need to recognize when we're being deceived, because the devil is a deceiver. And it's important, if you're feeling right now that you were deceived about what was going on in reality in the Trump QAnon conspiracy theories or in Trump's claims that they were going to overturn the results of the election and all you had to do was storm the Capitol to do it. If you felt that you were deceived, recognize the devil is a deceiver. Don't go back to the devil after you've been, find yourself that you were deceived by that, by Satan. So we're going to need to recognize that how to keep ourselves from being deceived. It's this collective sort of, we're sort of, like you said, the domination, collective evil. How are we going to address, because this is what this is, it's collective evil. So the first thing we need to do, recognize when we're being deceived, and then secondly, incorporate our spirituality. This is a result of being political, but not spiritual. So people talk about being religious, being spiritual, but not religious. But this is about being political, but not spiritual. You need to be both your spirituality, compassion, love for your enemies, love for your neighbors, the people to the south who are suffering terrible injustice. What are we going to do? And it's not just about us. Well, what did that do with us? But it's also taking a more reasonable approach and having compassion. We need to bring our spirituality and our morality to our politics. Our politics is not just about fighting against people who we're told to hate. When we are doing these things, we are representing God. And if we do things evil in the name of God, that is demonic. So when we act collectively, we need to be recognized that we are representing God when we do that, and not use it as a tool to bludgeon or kill or to express hatred, to oppress. You know, we need to take a look at things critically. So there's a number of things. Be critical about what you hear and read. Don't just jump on any bandwagon that comes along just because it makes you feel good or because it makes you angry. They're trying to tap into your emotions so as to override your critical thinking. And you need to be critical rather than emotional about things, because if you get emotional and you're not critical, there's terrible things that you can do as a result of that. Be moral. Consider the morality of what you're doing. Don't just label other people as immoral and then claim that you can do whatever you want because what they're doing is immoral. Our judgment is not to judge other people. That's God's role. Our role is to be godly, just, righteous people, loving, caring, and compassionate. And keep it simple on this show, that what we're trying to do, we know that people were not taught to be critical thinkers. I went to law school. I'm sort of more of an advanced critical thinker than the normal person. So, but by being on this program and talking to this about this stuff, we are teaching and educating people. And one of the things, there's a rule, I think it's called Occam's razor, where the most simplest theory is probably the right one. We don't need a convoluted conspiracy theory to tell us what's actually happening. Yeah. In fact, we need to learn to separate facts from speculation. And one thing is that when Trump says something, what Trump says is a fact. That's a fact that Trump said that. But what he says is not necessarily facts. It could be a lie, and most often it could be a lie, it could be a falsehood, it could be an interpretation, it could be an opinion, but what he says are not facts. So when you read something and you can see that they're telling you things, well, yeah, it's a fact that they're telling you those things, but the things that they're telling you are not necessarily true. You're going to have to see through that. And if they sort of appeal to this anger, fear, sort of negativity, then really we've got to question that. We can't go back to the people who lied to us. I mean, if you recognize that, that you were being lied to, then you're not going to go back to the liar for more information. So we need to stop going to those sources that have misled us in the first place, especially the main ones like Fox News. Now, I'm not saying that Fox News and all the criticism of the left is wrong. I mean, the left has its own problems. There's not everything that the left says is right. And oftentimes, they have propaganda which is influencing them as well. Politicians, they have tons of money when they're giving it to themselves and their buddies and their corporations. There's an endless stream of money available for tax cuts. There's an endless stream of money ready for war. But when it comes to giving us a stimulus check, or when it comes to providing health and care services and heart care services to people and food and clothing and shelter and some way to live a satisfactory life, there's no money for it. All of a sudden, there's not enough money for that. Right. So we're being deceived. We're being taken advantage of. We're being abused. It doesn't mean that the left is right. There's certain our critiques of the racist critical race theory and these other things. There's certainly room for criticism. We need to bring our spirituality, our sense of compassion and justice for the poor, for the oppressed, for the marginalized, for the least of these, for the widow, for the orphan, as often described in the Bible, and represent that our collective actions, we are representing God, and we just recognize that what God wants is to love the world and all of creation, that all human beings were made in God's image, and we need to lift up the lowly. So it's love, not hate. It's compassion, not violence. It's understanding, not self-deception or deceiving others. And so we're going to need to be more critical and also more spiritual about our politics and leave, even though there's criticism and there's reasons to fear and all these things and sometimes reverse prejudice, but we need to respond in a godly, compassionate, loving way and bring down the rulers and lift up the lowly, the oppressed. That's the type of government that God set us up to be. And that's why I do Bible Study for Progressives, a podcast.
Yes,
you can
Bible
find
Study
that.
For Progressives and Constitutional Lawyer. And what else? What else is that you want to get out there for contact? Facebook, do you want to, are you still doing programs there? Or?
Yes, in fact, on the 6th, Sunday the 6th, we're going to be doing a live podcast. It's going to be on the Adam and Eve story about wisdom and liberty. And so we're going to do it online, so you can find that on Facebook. I have the event page there, and at there you can link over to the Zoom event link, and then you can be on the show or be at least participate in the live recording of it.
This has been Bible Study for Progressives. If you enjoyed the program, please subscribe to our podcast or put us in your favorites and write a 5-star review. Tell your friends about us and share us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and click the donate button at modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. Your support will help us reach more people, produce more and better shows, and cover the cost of production. Feel free to send me a note or comment on the show. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Rich Procida. Thank you for listening.